Volcano eruptions are pretty violent. Lava explodes into the air, ash plumes drop particles on nearby towns, and as a new analysis from Mount Redoubt's 2009 eruption shows, volcanoes can also scream right before they erupt. KDLG's Ben Matheson has the story.
A common sign of volcanic activity is tremor, that is shaking related to magma being forced up or rocks rubbing against each other. Scientists remotely measure that tremor with distance seismometers.
Kind of like a fancy microphone. And so it's just measuring the vibrations in the ground instead of in the air.
Alicia Hadovec-Ellis is a doctoral student at the University of Washington. A few years ago, the Alaska Volcano Observatory asked her to look at data from the 2009 Mount Redoubt eruption. She says AVO scientists pointed to some strange signals just prior to eruption.
And noticed that they were really weird. I mean, people have noticed harmonic tremor and earthquakes and stuff before eruptions before, but Redoubt was different in that the frequency of the tremor, so the pitch, it got up to 25 or 30 hertz, which is actually audible to the human ear. And on most other volcanoes, it only gets up to maybe 3 to 5 hertz at most. So this was way above other observations on different volcanoes. And because of the high frequency of it, that's where they came up with the name, the screams.
Hadovec-Ellis took the seismic data and digitized it. She listened in and found many repeating earthquakes.
That got closer and closer and closer and closer together until they finally smoothly blended into this first scream. And all you kind of hear is this kind of humming sound. That's anywhere from 5 to 20 earthquakes happening each second. And they're so close together, but they're happening on a really precise beat that it just comes as a buzz or a hum. So that's still just a ton of little itty-bitty teeny tiny earthquakes.
That's 10 minutes of volcanic tremor compressed into 10 seconds. If you step back and listen to a full hour before an eruption, you can hear the intensifying pressure inside Mount Redoubt.
The pressures are really high, and as it goes on, the pressures are building up and building up, and as that pressure is building, the earthquakes come faster and faster as there's just more pressure and force behind them, and finally they just get close together. At some point, just after that first little silence where we think the fault is still moving, but it's not making any earthquakes, the system fails, some sort of seal finally breaks, and all of that pressure gets rapidly decompressed, and that's where the explosion comes from. There's a little short pause that lasts for about 30 seconds in the actual seismogram, but maybe half a second in the sound file, and so that's a silence where there's nothing happening. And we think that it's a transition from stick slip sliding to stable sliding. So it's like the difference between when you open up a creaky door slowly and you open it up quickly. So if you do it slowly, it'll creak. If you do it fast enough, it won't. But it's still moving.
When Hadovec-Ellis looked back at the individual earthquakes, she found nothing special.
Like you might find in California, there was nothing exotic about them. So obviously, the simplest explanation is that the earthquakes and the tremor is the same thing. And what the earthquakes were was just two rocks grinding up against each other, so friction.
Other volcanoes create earthquakes just prior to an eruption, but the tremor doesn't blend together into a harmonic tone, maybe more of a roar or a hiss. Hadovec-Ellis says her model of interpreting the eruption could potentially be applied to past eruptions of other volcanoes.
Redoubt is special in that it's really obvious that this is kind of what it has to be. On other volcanoes, there's still a little bit of leeway for other interpretations of the data, because in geophysics, we always have to make kind of educated guesses because we don't have enough data.
Hadovec-Ellis is now working on Mount St. Helens, looking at very small changes in earthquakes to learn about the inner workings of the volcano. She is the lead author on an article in the Journal of Volcanology and Geothermal Research. She's the second author on a piece in the journal Nature Geoscience. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.